This is Romance Watson, welcoming you to another session of Software Modernization with Mark Schroeder. Today we're speaking with Randy Brown. Randy comes to us today as a highly experienced software modernization expert. He has established clientele, which includes state government, federal government, systems integrators, and organizations in the healthcare, insurance, and finance business segments. Randy is classified as an industry leader in business rules mining and harvesting, independent verification and validation, business process re-engineering, process documentation, outsourcing, componentization, modernization, and transformation. Finally, he is experienced in full project lifecycle utilizing SDLC, Agile, Waterfall, JAD, and RAD. So now let's take this opportunity to learn more about software modernization and integration. Here is your host, Mark Schroeder, as he interviews Randy Brown.
Randy, can you tell me a little bit about your experience with legacy modernization?
Well, legacy modernization has been going on for a long time. It started with taking the assembler programs and putting them in COBOL. That was modernizing code. It's simply a matter of making it more maintainable. In today's terms, modernization means basically a platform shift to client server from mainframe. That's what most people understand it as. So I've been doing that when I worked for Micro Focus for a number of years. That was my main task, is the analyzing of code so it could be taken forward and modernized.
What are some of the obstacles that a company will face in legacy modernization?
Well, the biggest obstacle I've seen is in the assessment phase. Nobody knows what they have, and they don't know where all the code is. So if you can't find the old code, you can't modernize it. You can try and guess what it does, but I've only been to one client that actually knew where all their code was, and that's with several hundred clients I've visited. That's a big problem right there. Then you run into proprietary software and doing bridges to that, or trying to go to the vendor and getting a client server solution for that. Then the next tier is the system programs that run, and finding something that'll run the same way or alike that way with minimal training on a server platform. Those three combined are big bottlenecks.
Those could be some pretty big challenges for a company. The first one you mentioned about the code being all around, I have heard that from several people that I've interviewed. You know, that is a big issue, and like you said. Now, why should a company consider to modernize their applications?
Well, everybody's looking to save money and make things more efficient. The IBM mainframe does the lion's work of crunching the numbers, and a lot of applications run well on that. But as far as client-facing and public-facing applications, modernizing them so they have more of a GUI touch and feel, a lot better performance, and a lot more ease of use is very important for a company in marketing their products.
What kind of choices, you know, say a company's decided that they do need to modernize, they want to find a way to make their applications really work well. What are the different choices that companies have for this?
There's a whole hybrid of choices. You can stay, say you have a legacy COBOL. You can stay in COBOL and take that over to client server type platform using a number of different tools. Micro Focus is a leader in that field. But there's several other companies that do the same thing. You can just SOA enable the application so that the front end of the system is modernized and it still crunches back through the mainframe. So you get the look and feel of a new application with the exact same code doing the crunching in the background. So you can do a lift and shift. You can modernize the front end or any kind of combination thereof. I mean, it's pretty wide open, but basically companies are looking more to move to a server platform because they're a lot less expensive to maintain, a lot less expensive to purchase. They give you a big bang for the buck.
One of the things you mentioned was migration. What's the difference between modernizing an application and migrating an application?
If you're going to migrate an application, you can take it almost as is and move it over to a server platform. There are considerations that have to be taken into account in that, and like the system programs, because you're moving from EBCDIC to ASCII-based formats. So for the data, has to be manipulated going forward. But you could migrate it to a server platform, and there are tools that do, I'd say, you know, probably 80% of the migration very well. Then the other 20% is the blood and tears of the people doing it. Modernizing it might take the same code but rewrite it or rewrite parts of it in, say, VB or C++ or Java to make it more maintainable by current standards of people in the marketplace. The problem with COBOL is that there's very few places that teach it anymore, so finding people that can maintain it is very difficult.
What's the primary form of modernization that you use in your work?
I've been both ways on this. I've done the lift and shift with migrating existing systems over into Microfocus COBOL and using their conversion programs. And I've also done the legacy assessment to determine, well, you have to do that to begin with anyway, the assessment to determine where all the pieces are and how big the whole pie is and make sure everything's there. And then going forward from that, you can SOA, enable the application. You can do the modernization. And several of the assignments I've been on, I've been using business rule mining to go out and find the business rules within the code so that the code can be accurately restructured in another language.
When you go and look for the business rules, do you use an automated tool to do that, or do you do a lot of just hands-on work with that?
I use an automated tool. It's called the Modernization Workbench that Microfocus now owns, developed by Relativity Technologies, which Microfocus bought 2 years ago. It's called the Business Rule Manager, and it keeps everything in one place. It's not a silver bullet, but it's a repository that allows you to do analysis and keep everything together on what all the processes are, the functions, all the processes underneath the functions, so that you have it all encapsulated in reports or in HTML that you can reference for doing the rewrite of the application.
Does this tool, does it focus on COBOL, or can you use different languages with it as the base language?
The only language I've used it on is COBOL. I don't know if they have PL1 capabilities or not. There's so many different flavors of COBOL, it's ridiculous. I mean, just between Unisys, there's two brands of Unisys, then you have several different variations of IBM COBOL, including like the AS400 and COBOL 68, 72, or 85. COBOL MVS and System 2000 or whatever. There's so many variations of COBOL. There must be at least 10.
And you have to be able to handle all 10 of those, don't you?
Yes, but fortunately for me, I've only been involved in, I'd say all of my engagements in business rule mining have been involved with COBOL or Natural, which Software AG markets, which is going the way of side of the road, doing business rule mining.
One of the things you can do is replatforming. That's probably very similar to migration, but can you explain what replatforming is and how that relates to migration?
Migration does replatform, taking it to a new platform, say from IBM mainframe environment over to, say, Oracle type database instead of DB2, or even a DB2 database on a server. It replatforms the data side. For the COBOL side, you can keep it in COBOL and run that on the server, or you can take that and modernize it. So, you know, that the replatforming is just a part of the overall modernization.
And how do you identify applications that you'd want to replatform?
Well, you want to get the ones that'll save you the most money. It's number one. So you look at the ones that use the most MIP on the mainframe. A lot of companies are running into problems with high cost of having to upgrade to a new level of MIP service from IBM on their mainframes, and it costs a lot of money. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. If they can prevent that from occurring because the application is growing by moving it to a server, they're saving all that money. So it's money in the bank for them.
And what are some of the technical considerations you have to look at when replatforming?
You have to look at, like I had said before, you're moving from EBCDIC to ASCII, so all the COMP3 fields and COMP fields in the COBOL database all have to be reformatted. You have to look at all the system programs and the proprietary software that's being used and find a match for it on the server side. And like short programs, there's a number of them, though. Job control programs, trying to find some kind of migration software that'll take like RACF and transpose it over into a server type environment, job control system, things of that nature, and just utilities in general.
You've already touched on a few of the benefits. Do you have any other benefits of replatforming that we haven't really mentioned besides like saving money and running on a smaller server, I guess?
Well, you're saving money, you're running on a more maintainable system people-wise, and it also gives growth potential to the people that are on your staff now, so they can learn something new. Well, many don't want to and they want to retire, but they're already got a foot out the door anyway. So you want to make sure that the code that runs your business is maintainable and expandable and enhanceable, so that you can change the code to match your business model quickly. If you can't react to the market, you're going to be out of business.
What are some of the risks you come across when you do replatforming?
The major risk I've seen is in the assessment phase when you only find about 70% of the code. You got to kind of guess what the other 30% is and keep hunting for it. Generally, depending on the size of the applications, I've had assessments that have run 2 months, I've had them that run a week and a half. Depends on how many applications and the size of the applications they want to move. But the best I've seen so far is getting about 94% of the code in the week and a half. That's the 80-20 rule. It takes, you know, you get 80% of the code in 20% of the time, then it takes you 80% of the time to get the other 20% of the code. So you have to be able to put your hands around everything and be able to take it forward. You can't be missing pieces.
So when you're doing your assessments, you're primarily looking at where the code is, you're looking at the business logic, different things like that. What are some of the other things you look at?
Look at a lot of metrics on the code and on the, say, in an IBM environment, the JCL, number of procs, number of system programs, what the system programs are, the run cycles of the jobs, the JCL, a number of factors like that, and how important that is to the business, that application.
One of the things that people like to do is move from COBOL to Java or something like that. Have you seen any good conversions from COBOL to Java where they're using automated conversion, or do you find that maybe the automated part works 50 to 80% and then you have to rewrite the rest?
The problem that Relativity Technologies came out with a product a number of years ago that did a straight conversion from COBOL to Java. And what you do is you're moving from one type of language, which is procedural, to another type of language, which is object-oriented. And it doesn't work. I mean, there's two different thought patterns there. First thing you have to do is restructure your programs in the COBOL environment so that they're more of an OO-type model. Then you can replatform them using a modernization automation technique. But before that, garbage in, garbage out.
So in a process where you go from like COBOL to Java, you would actually go and rewrite or restructure your COBOL before you try to do a modernization project or try to do the automated process?
I have one client's large Blue Cross Blue Shield that started it 5 years ago on their main claim system, which is their bread and butter. And it's a huge undertaking because the system was mammoth and had so many interfaces to other systems that you have to try and black box by putting interface points in them, that it's a lot to undertake. So you try to slice it down to manageable portions, so projects a year or less if you can, so you can do base deliverables and do it, phase it in over time. If you try to do it all at once, you're never going to get it done.
Some of these systems are really gigantic, and if you're having to rewrite some COBOL before you move it over to Java, is it an advantage to write it in COBOL, or should you just rewrite it in Java right when you're doing that?
You can do a lot of things, slicing the program, so you can, what they call the frontier level, which is you use an SOA enablement, taking the presentation layer and separating that out so that that's one phase of the application. And once you have that done, then you try to separate out the layers behind that, between the data layer and just working storage, or call it housekeeping, moving around the fields, calculation portion of it. Try to encapsulate each of those and find reusable code. Once you can get it down to the point where you can get reusable code, you can do away with a lot of extraneous code that's in all the programs. By doing that, you shrink down your application, and then when you go to modernize it, it's in a lot better shape in an object-oriented world than it would be in just a straight COBOL world. But it's also great in COBOL, too.
Right. You have better COBOL programs by that time, and then you convert them over to Java or .NET. Does this code that is converted over then, is it pretty maintainable by at that point?
If you can find the right people to maintain it, yes. Java, even though it's being taught in colleges, it's still not the biggest language in the world, and .NET's pressing behind it too. So,
what other languages do you see people converting to from COBOL?
Basically, those are the two major. I've seen some people going to C++, but not very many. Or C#, really.
Yeah, well, that's very much like Java anyways. What do you see as the future for modernization?
It seems to be a hotbed of activity now, at least in my line of work. I was doing application analysis before this, and I started a long time ago in applications development, and then I was in applications management. Then Y2K, I worked in that, which is the first modernization I got involved with. then HIPAA and Sarbanes-Oxley and Euro over in Europe. So there's been a lot of types of modernization of code, more of enhancements to code and the approvability for Sarbanes-Oxley. So that analysis is kind of blown into modernization now. It's really seemed to come to be one of the hotbeds of activity right now.
And like you said, you know, modernization doesn't necessarily mean changing the entire system. It might mean changing a field here or there, like, you know, with the year 2000 thing. That was a lot of big projects just for changing a few fields.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What do you see as some of the primary issues for companies that do not take the next step and modernize their applications?
They're going to lose maintainability of their applications. They're going to pay increased costs for mainframe usage. They're not going to be able to respond to market changes as quickly as their competitors. And basically, it's a business downfall.
There's a lot of businesses that could end up losing their competitive advantage by not modernizing, I think. Not just their advantage, I guess. They could lose everything if they try to run on an old legacy system that doesn't do its job.
Just from an inventory perspective, if you don't have your suppliers being able to find out what your levels of inventory are so that they can supply you in just-in-time inventory, your inventory costs are going to be outrageous, or you're going to be running out of product. That's just a very basic thing, and that's from way back 15 years ago.
And companies can still be facing that quite dramatically nowadays, and especially with the way the information has to be so accessible now.
Definitely.
Well, it sounds like you have quite a good, broad experience in modernization. What's a good way for someone to contact you if they want to become involved in a project of theirs?
Well, if they're on LinkedIn.com, they can contact me directly from that. Or they can send me an email. It's my initials, which is J for James, R for Randall, B for Brown, INPA@hotmail.com.
And I'll also put some information on softwaremodernization.com so that people could get to you from there.
Very good.
Is there anything that we haven't really gone over yet that you'd like to point out before we close the interview today?
Customers should understand that business rule mining is not as simple as it sounds. If they want to capture all their business rules to do a rewrite, it does take time. And it does take the involvement of subject matter experts. Also, in doing a modernization, subject matter experts from the company need to be readily available, be able to answer questions on code and where code is, so they can be gathered in a shorter amount of time. A lot of companies don't realize that. They think you can just come in and praying magic happens and you walk away. And then you bring back this good stuff. It doesn't happen that way.
So there's no magic bullet out there, is there?
No, there isn't.
And everybody's looking for one.
I wish I could invent one.
You'd be a millionaire in no time. Instead, you get to read through all that code, all that COBOL.
It's challenging, but it's fun. Fun for me. My son asked me, Daddy, do you really like your job? I said, I love it. I love what I do.
Well, that's good. It's important to love what you do because I think you end up doing a lot better job of your work when you really love it. Good chatting with you and nice interview. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you, Randy.
Have a nice evening.
All right, you too. Bye. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us for another session of Software Modernization. Please be sure to check back often to find more interviews and additional resources. Our goal is to build a warehouse of information on software application modernization. For more information on software modernization and how you can subscribe to our free service, please visit us at www.softwaremodernization.com. We are always looking for experts in software modernization who are interested in sharing knowledge on this subject. If you're an expert and want to be interviewed by Mark, please visit softwaremonetization.com and click on the interview link.